Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio, I'm Eddie Bertotti from the Berlin Film Festival, today with Dante Lam and Nick Chung from the film That Demon Within, that just premiered yesterday here at the festival. My first question is for both of you. I mean, this is not the first time you two work together, and I mean, it's a successful professional couple, so I would love to know why you enjoy working together and why your professional couple is so effective and successful.
其實我諗都係大家有一個共同嘅喜好啦，或者理念啦，即係對電影嘅追求。
Well, I think that they, because both of them have the same similar flavor idea, and they are chasing the same chasing the same purpose for the film. So, and it's also very hard to find such a partner that they can understand each other so good. So he's not so sure that before the film he show on that there's such a good reflection. Well, it's very common that the actress and the director have a long-term cooperation together, and it's very good for the film. And he thinks the director, they all always imagine something in the brain, in his mind, and the actor, he has to show it in his own way. And it's so a surprise for the director to find out that the way he acts, it's just the way he thinks. It's not easy, and it's also very good when they know each other good and make such of such kind of
affection.
I really find this film stunning because, I mean, on the one hand, we have like a classical Hong Kong crime action movie, so a lot of recurring themes, I mean, the policeman, the ambiguity between good and evil. But on the other hand, I don't know, the film is more darker, but also more arty from a visual point of view, and also the soundtrack is really particular. So I want to know from you, you wanted to add something to the classical genre. I mean, what was your idea as a director, as a filmmaker, in making this film? Because it really seems something different within this tradition.
咁其實香港警匪片嘅歷史都真係有一個好長嘅時間喺度。
Well, the film about cop and criminal, it's already a long history in Hong Kong, and such kind of film is already a very important part in the Hong Kong movie. And actually, he wants to make his own films. This kind of cops and criminal film is only like it's only the body to hold his mind in it. Every time he thinks is he's not actually making a criminal film, but his own film, his the film with his own style.
有一種屬於自己嘅一個可以代表到我嘅電影。
Great. And I have a question for Nick. I mean, I want to know, how did you understand your character? Because, I mean, it's a complex one. It's not the usual bad guy, but it's also the double of the good guy. So, I mean, how did you get into the role, and how was working with Daniel in this kind of double, almost shared character?
其實我同Daniel係冇乜同場演過戲嘅。
The criminal in this film for him is only simply is a bad guy. He don't need to think that how should he act show completely one side as a good man and another side as a bad guy. And for his address and the style, there's no time filling. You cannot tell that from which year he come from or the filming for the time. And the man he the way he killed a man is very directly. So he thinks it's not that difficult to act this bad guy. And this guy, he had no sympathetic. So just directly to do it. Don't need to think about too much about it.
都对我来讲, 其实我自己都未做过这一类的角色的。
Great. So I have a last question for both of you. Dante, if you have to do a film that you've never done before in terms of genre, which genre would you pick up? And Nick, if you have to play a character, a role that you've never been offered, what kind of character or role would you play?
拍一些无顾虑、无包袱。
沒有市場考慮的電影. He want to take some film that he don't need to think about the market, the budget, the audience opinion. He want to make some film that don't care about anything.
Please do it then. And you, Nick?
我沒有什麼自己很想要拍的東西.
Not actually for Nick.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time. These were Dante Lam and Nick Cheng for That Demon Within from the Berlin Film Festival, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.